For President Killeen. Ambitious as always. Thank you. Okay, now I think we can turn to our next agenda item, which is a special order of business. It's the agenda for the annual meeting of the Board of Trustees. Traditionally, the board has met six times a year. The January meeting has been designated as the annual meeting, and there are certain things that need to be done at this meeting, which are unique. The most important of those is to organize the board by electing the board officers, including the chair of the board, two members of the executive committee to serve with the chair, and electing certain board officers and approving certain delegations of signature to help administer the university's business. I'll now turn to Ms. Deidre Williams, our secretary. Typically, Deidre would read the special order of business at this point, but perhaps since the board members received a copy of this special order with the board packets, we can skip the reading. And I'll ask Deidre to enter that material directly into the minutes of the meeting. If I hear no objections, we'll proceed along those lines. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. At this point, then, the floor will be open to for nominations for the chair of the board.
Chairman, I'd like to open up by nominating Trustee Tim Kortz as the next chairman for the Board of Trustees.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'd like to second that.
Thank you. Are there any further nominations? Well, hearing none, I suppose we could vote. All in favor of Trustee Kortz as chair, say aye.
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 All opposed? All abstain?
Just kidding. You have to vote for yourself.
Just kidding. Well, I'd like to take this opportunity to publicly thank my trustee colleagues for electing me as chair and allowing me to serve our university in this capacity. It's greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
We're grateful for what you do and how well you've done it and your willingness to do it again. So,
oh, you're very kind,
Pat. Out of our hearts, we're really, really grateful.
Thank you. And that coming from a lawyer to a doctor, can you believe it? I'm just kidding. No, it's an honor to serve with all of you, sincerely. Okay, now we need to elect two board members to serve on the board's executive committee. We will vote on each nomination separately in the order in which they are nominated. It would be helpful now if I could have a nomination for the first position on the executive committee for 2018.
Mr. Chairman, this is Ed McMillan. It's an honor for me to nominate Trustee Jim Montgomery to serve again on the exec committee. Appreciate the years of service that he's given to the Board of Trustees and his willingness to continue to serve.
Thank you, Ed. Any discussion? I don't believe we need a second, do we, Tom? Okay. Okay, so all in favor of Trustee Montgomery serving on the Executive Committee for 2018, please say aye.
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 All opposed? Okay. And we also have open nominations now for a second person to serve on the Executive Committee.
And I would like to nominate the person always sitting next to me, Ramon Cepeda. Same thing. I think that he brings different points of view, I think, which is great, and the Executive Committee could really value that again.
Thank you, Jill. Any other nominations? Okay, hearing none. Is there any discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed. Okay, congratulations, Ray.
Thank you.
Jim wasn't here to defend himself.
I'm honored to serve, as I'm sure Jim is as well.
Yes, and Jim served in this capacity for a number of years in an exemplary fashion, and I thank you for agreeing to serve.
Thank you, Chairman.
We now move to the election of Secretary, Comptroller, and University Counsel as the next order of business. Consistent with President Killeen's letter to the trustees of several weeks ago recommending that all three incumbents in those offices, Deidre Williams as Secretary, Avijit Ghosh as Interim Comptroller, and Thomas Barrows as University Counsel be continued. May I have a motion to approve the election of these individuals to new terms in their respective positions?
Chairman Kortz, at this time I would like to nominate the recommended individuals to the new terms in their respective positions.
Thank you, Pat. Do we need a second for this?
You don't. It's
okay.
All right. Loud, but not required.
All right. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay. Congratulations. Great to have the the A-team back with us? Okay. Next is the approval of the delegation of signatures, which is really to approve the chair of the board as signator and the secretary as witness to validate certain documents produced by the university. If no board member disagrees, I would like to call for motions on these delegations of signature to those signators as a group and to instruct the secretary, Ms. Deidre Williams, to enter the resolutions into the record. May I have a motion to approve the two signators?
Chairman Koritz, I would like to move to approve those two signators.
Thank you, Don. Tom, second or not? Okay. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed? Okay. Motion carries. Thank you all. Thanks to all for allowing us to get through these organizational matters. And I would also like to remind the trustees that Secretary Williams shared committee assignments with you prior to the board meeting, and those assignments appear in your board book. So I won't go through those unless anybody has any questions. I guess also I'm supposed to note here that that the chair of the board serves as an ex officio member on all committees. So I guess that means I help with quorums, don't I?
We'll send a formal letter.
Okay. All right.